This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Seven, the B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7, the Fan. 11 a.m. in the District of Columbia. We are waiting for the mayor to talk. There's a press conference, National Press Club. Joe Gibbs is there. John Riggins is there. Daryl Green is there. Adam Peters is there. Dan Quinn is there. Per sources, Brian Mitchell was invited and had to work. This is a historic moment in Washington. I just tweeted out, if somebody wants to see it, this morning there was a background session for reporters with city officials and commander's team officials. Included was a picture, a rendering of what the new stadium could look like. I just tweeted that out. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's pretty dope. I think it could be pretty cool.
Could be nice.
Yeah. Here, I'll put it in the thread there. What I know about press conferences, they rarely start right on time. I do think they're going to get this one going pretty quickly, though. I also think, you know, a lot of what I learned today at this event is going to kind of happen over time now. I think... Look, man, I to me, what really stands out is how significant the money is going to be coming from the Harris Group. And it's probably more than frankly, we've ever seen in an NFL deal. And it's a testament to what these dudes are about. And really, like, putting your money where your mouth is.
Totally.
Which doesn't happen all that often, and these guys are absolutely doing it. So let's start with some of the information we got this morning. The size of the RFK campus is, you know, the city center, that huge development they put in kind of just past Capital One Arena, where all those fancy-ass stores are?
Yeah.
That's a big area, dude.
Totally.
You could put 18 city centers onto the lands at RFK Stadium.
And people hear that and they look at, I think when they look at the actual just RFK, they're just looking at the stadium. It's more than just the stadium area. It's a lot of stuff around there. And I believe that little waterfront is going to be a lot different than what you're looking at right now.
For sure. Well, speaking of the waterfront, you know the wharf, which is beautiful and dope?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, the wharf, you could build four of those. That size, that scope, you could build four of those on the RFK site. Four of them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
Totally.
I just, what they could do, and I mentioned something earlier that this might be the largest private investment in D.C. history. As a matter of fact, Lampville, it is the largest private investment in D.C. history. And I just, I can't get over enough that these guys are putting up the money and how much that matters, you know, and it's a different world, man, what these guys are doing. And if you compare this, I thought this was fascinating. If you compare this to other stadiums, and this is all information I was privy to on background here. All right, so the Titans in Nashville are building a new stadium right now. 60% of the money is public money.
Mm-hmm.
The Jaguars are building a stadium, are renovating their stadium in Jacksonville right now. 50% public money. The Bills building their stadium up in Buffalo, 49% public money. And I would add, these places are able to draw on the state and the county. D.C., unfortunately, is kind of on its own in this odd, you know, even D.C., even Maryland and Virginia won't help with this.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans. Now, B, we were just down there, and they renovated the hell out of the Superdome. It looks good, right?
Yep.
Between the city and the state, they paid 67% of that money for that stadium, for the Superdome.
They understand the importance of it.
Even in Vegas, which was largely private money, casino money,
mm-hmm.
37% of it was public. You know how much it is here? You know how much the plans are here?
I know.
24%. Because the ownership is putting up $2.7
billion.
Billion. And, dude, it's unclear exactly what the dollar amount will be, but the NFL is going to put in, too.
Yeah.
Like,
the NFL wants, though, wants, like, they want to make sure that they got their entities in the proper areas. And they understand what this football team would mean in the nation's capital. They see that as prime real estate.
Totally, man.
Yeah.
Now, there, not all of it's great news. Commander's official did tell us that the new stadium will include personal seat licenses. A lot of people are going to hate that. Some people will like it because it locks you into your seats. You don't get bounced around.
There you go.
It's also just a huge revenue driver, and every place does it.
Everybody does it.
Sometimes, look, bro,
when you're going to have these types of luxuries, you have to do different things to do it. It doesn't just get all handed to you.
So here's how this works. I started writing a bunch of stuff down because it is hard to exactly explain how it's all going to operate. A lot of questions. So the stadium name, they're obviously going to sell that thing. I don't know that actual RFK stays involved. Maybe he will. If you're unaware of what PSLs are, it's a personal seat license. Basically, you pay a fee to own a seat in the stadium, and that you can't be moved out of that seat is basically how that operates. Those fees are not insignificant.
Who asked you that question?
A friend.
Okay.
Can
he spell?
No. Okay. Actually, he spelled PSL right.
if you can't spell PSL,
this
wrong.
I found really, really interesting. So everybody's really worried about parking. The plans call for 8,000 dedicated parking spots. 8,000 spots, and tailgating will be an element. They're allowing for tailgating.
Yeah. That has to be an element.
But we're thinking
public transit goes right there.
Yo, beyond public transit, what they said they want to do is build out the best rideshare situation of any stadium in the country. And that, to me, makes so much sense. Because it's one thing right now, but think about 5-7 years from now, how many people are going to be taking Uber? How many people are going to be taking Lyft? How many people are going to be taking driverless cars? You know what I mean? Like, that's where things go. I know when you're
I can name one person that's not going to take the driverless car.
You?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't trust the Uber drivers. You think I'm going to trust no driver?
I might trust no driver over some Uber drivers.
I have somebody in my family that used to make those cars, so I'm going to just stay.
Yeah, what does he say?
Of course he's going to say trust it, but he'll tell you about the technology. Sometimes said don't trust it completely at certain points, so back off of it a little bit.
We got it? All right, let's go live. Mayor Muriel Bowser talking to the media about RFK Stadium.
Welcome you all here to the National Press Club on a historic moment for both the city of Washington, D.C., the region at large, and our beloved football team, the Washington Commanders. You know, sometimes a long, very long winding road will bring you home.
Amen.
And RFK Stadium was home for a very long time. There were legends that were made there that are here with us today. Hall of Famers like John Riggins and Daryl Green. A second Super Bowl MVP, Doug Williams. And of course, our legendary Hall of Fame coach, Joe Gibbs. Today is not only about the past, it's obviously about the future as well. So it's fitting that next to Joe Gibbs is our head coach, Dan Quinn, and our general manager, Adam Peters. Timeless memories were made at the RFK site, and that's what today is about, repeating that. Timeless future memories for our city and for our team. These individuals here in particular are ready and excited to share a very special announcement with both the D.C. residents, Commanders fans in the region, and of course around the world as well. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. The managing partner of the Washington Commanders, Josh Harris. And the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell. Been waiting a long time to say this, Madam Mayor. It is time for kickoff. So, Mayor Bowser, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Bram. Promise made? So, I want to start by saying, welcome home. Let's give our Commanders a big Washington, D.C. welcome. We are so happy to talk this morning about bringing our team home to the sports capital, back to RFK, where they belong. And I couldn't be more excited for our city, our team, and our fans. Josh and the entire team at the Commanders, thank you. We want to say thank you for not just buying our team, some would say saving our team, getting the team to the NFC Championship for the first time in 33 years. But we want to thank you for making a transformational investment in Ward 7, in our city, especially now, a time where we need it the most. Commissioner, I know you can't have favorites, but we know where you grew up. And this is a big deal. I've been working on this for the 10 years that I've been mayor. And now we have the right partner at the right time. And Josh is someone who cares more than just about this franchise. He cares about doing the right thing. And he likes to win. You've heard me say that before. He knows how to put together a winning team. And throughout this process, it's been a cooperative one. We were joined in our goals to advance a deal that we could be proud of, a development that would serve the city for generations to come, and support the best professional sports franchise in the world. So when Josh talks about this, he very elegantly says that he wants to provide and do for the city and give the city what it deserves. And I agree. And I'd go a step further and say that right now, as our economy is shifting, it's something our city really needs because we need growth. And we need jobs. We have 180 acres of opportunity on the banks of the Anacostia River. And we have, And I have to pause to acknowledge our Congresswoman and Congressman James Comer of Kentucky, who advanced a bipartisan effort to deliver that land to D.C. Thank you, Congresswoman Norton. This land has been blighted and underutilized for too long. And what our deal with the Washington Commanders provides is the fastest and surest route to developing the RFK campus. And not just delivering sports and entertainment, but delivering housing, jobs, recreation, and economic development. We will be able to deliver thousands of homes here. It will deliver a world-class community-focused sportsplex for our kids. It will create park space and build out riverfront and trails. It's about creating jobs for DC residents and revenue that will support what all of our city needs, city services that have made us a growing city. We're going to be talking a lot about this project in the coming weeks and months, and it will be clear that this is a good deal for DC. It's a fantastic deal, a win-win-win for the city, the team, and the fans. So I want to say, thank you for everyone that has been involved at this point. And before we take questions, I'll go through a quick list of thank yous. But I first want to introduce a person who has been a great part of the D.C. community in the time that he's joined. He has brought on local partners into the Commander's ownership that has meant a lot for us. And I see Mark Ion and Mitch Rails in the front row. Give them a big round of applause. These guys bet on DC a long time ago, and I am just so grateful for your partnership, Josh. And you have the floor. Josh Harris, the owner of the Washington Commanders.
Well, everyone, what a great day. It's a great day in our process to bring the Commanders home. And Mayor, thank you. I'm so appreciative for our partnership and everything you've done through this process. And, you know, this day is a testament to your leadership and the city's leadership. So thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you to the council members that are here. We know you're gonna be considering all this, and thank you for your partnership in helping us get to this historic moment. We know you have a bunch of work to do, and we're going to be there transparently providing all the information to you, Chairman Mendelson. I know you're not here with us today, but and the entire group of DC council members, so very much appreciative that you're here today to listen. And Roger, I know you're busy. Thank you for being here. It's very meaningful to have the commissioner of the NFL sitting side by side with us today. So, today I am absolutely thrilled to announce that the Commanders are ready to make the single, and our partners are committed to make the single largest private investment in DC history. You know, one of my earliest memories was walking down East Capitol Street to RFK. I only knew one person, my Uncle Jerry, who Robbie Miller sitting right there, who had tickets because there was a 25-year waiting list. And I got to go once or twice a year, but I watched every game intently. And I grew up watching the greats, whether it be Sonny Jurgensen, Billy Kilmer, Joe Theismann, Mark Rypien, the Hogs, Joe Gibbs, Art Monk, and three Super Bowls. Yeah. Yeah. We need one of those. And obviously, we're so honored to have Darrell, Doug, and John. Thank you all for being here today. And you're right there up there. And Adam and Dan, no pressure. That was the Washington that I remembered. When on Sundays, everything stopped. Everyone was glued to their TV or in the stadium. And we've already seen a reawakening of that spirit, but we want to bring it back. Now we want to bring the Commanders home with a new RFK that our fans will love, our opponents will fear. It'll be loud. We want to make it about football, but also about the city and the community. And we want to host the biggest and best events in the world. When our ownership group started on this journey 2 years ago, we laid out three clear priorities: build a championship caliber team, improve fan experience, and make a positive impact on this community. Today's announcement is a key part of that vision. Let's come home. This project is about so much more than building a stadium. It's about a once-in-a-generation opportunity to create a catalyst for long-term transformational economic growth here in D.C. That means thousands of new jobs, billions of new tax revenue, thousands of new homes, partnerships with local businesses, and the creation of about 90 acres of mixed-use development for our community. And you know what? The city of Washington and the DMV deserve it. Without exaggeration, this will be the best stadium in the country when it's built in front of the Anacostia River, facing the Capitol and the Washington Monument.
I wonder if we should show a picture of it.
Show it up. And while today marks an exciting step towards bringing the Commanders back to our spiritual home in D.C., I also want to recognize the incredible partnership we've built with Maryland and Virginia. In Maryland, where we currently play, and in Virginia, where we train, I just want to say that I'm particularly grateful to Governor Moore and the Maryland leadership for their support and shared belief in what we can achieve together at our current stadium site as we move where we play football games to new RFK. Thank you, Governor Moore, Maryland delegation. On a personal note, I am deeply humbled and grateful that God has allowed me to be part of this journey to help shape the next chapter for Commanders football, for DC, and for the entire DMV community. I'm also grateful to my family who's sitting here. Couldn't have done it without you, my wife Marjorie, Hannah, my brother Gabe, my mother Sylvia, Mama Commander. And I couldn't have done it without my partners, Mitch Rails, Mark Gine, Mr. Fallick, and others that I'm not sure if they want to be mentioned or not, so I'm not going to mention them, who are in the audience. I believe, and I know that Mayor Bowser believes, I know that you believe, in the power of this project to bring our city and this region together. We're excited to continue working with the council, the mayor, and the D.C. leadership in this community to shape the next chapter of RFK. RFK was the site of some of my earliest and most meaningful memories.
And with that in mind, let me introduce NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who, like myself and like many of us in this room, grew up going to the old RFK Stadium. Commissioner.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone, and thanks, Bram. This is a very special day, one that many of us have been looking forward to many years. I'm excited to join the mayor and Josh to help announce the intention of the Commanders to return to their historical site, their home in Washington, D.C. Thank you to Mayor Bowser for your leadership. Extraordinary, and we're here and glad to support you. And of course to Josh for your incredible leadership. Under Josh's leadership, this team has become a playoff team in a very short period of time. With this stadium, it will also become a leader off the field, too. that Commander's future is clearly a bright one. Today would not be possible without the help from Congress, who in passing the RFK bill late last year, and I want to thank Representatives Comer and Norton for sponsoring the bill, and for the congressional leadership for passing the needed legislation to get us here today. I grew up in this district, as was mentioned before, attending games at old RFK Stadium. It was a special place. Many of our early memories as a football fan were formed there, watching the great teams and sharing the experiences with my family and the tremendous fans of this team. A generation of fans growing up rooting for the team did not have that experience, but the next ones will, and I could not be more excited for them. The stadium project announced today promises to be great for the fans, the team and the district, and the NFL. It also makes us better as a club, as a league, and all of our clubs playing in a world-class stadium in front of passionate fans is one of our big objectives. We've seen throughout the country new stadiums transform communities. Since 2001, more than $32 billion has been invested in stadiums, and there are at least 8 more projects underway, an estimated cost of $20 billion. This will be critical in revitalizing an area that has been dormant and undeveloped for nearly 30 years when the team first left. Here in the district, there will be billions of dollars invested in this area and economic activity that lifts up this city and generates jobs throughout the region. The NFL has a long history of investing in stadiums projects along with the home team, but all 31 teams will contribute along with Josh and his partners. This is an important project that the league recognizes, and we will be there to support. Once again, I want to thank the mayor and Josh for their incredible leadership. We look forward to working with you both. This project is important to us, and we recognize we will be supporting you throughout the city council process as well, and look forward to seeing us all on opening day.
Thank you, Roger. Yeah. Give the commissioner a big round of applause. So let me just quickly mention some folks who have worked really long and hard to get us to this point. But I also want to emphasize that we have more work to do. And my team will stand ready to work with the members of the council, providing all of the information that they need. I want to recognize the council's chair for business and economic development, at-large council member Kenyon McDuffie. The host council member for RFK, and I told him he came in the door winning, council member Wendell Felder. The council member who has been my partner throughout my tenure for housing and making sure we deliver it, at-large council member Anita Bonds. Thank you for being here. Very quickly, I call them my big deal team because we do big deals here. And I asked this lady to join me when I became mayor 10 years ago. She thought she was retired, and she told me she would stay for a year. And 10 years later, she's here. And I want to thank Beverly Perry. I want to acknowledge our chief deal maker on this one, Saroj Odpadwala. The deputy mayor for economic development, Nina Albert. The city administrator for the district, Kevin Donahue. And our budget director, Jenny Reed. Thank you. And I do also want to acknowledge our other partner in this endeavor, the official Convention Center and Sports Authority for the district, who will be our partner in parking, and led by Angie Gates, the president and CEO. chaired by Leif Dormstjo. Thank you, Leif. And any other members or of the board members for Events DC, thank you for being here. Thank you. I see Sherry Doggett over there. And I want to also acknowledge our expert partners who helped us put together this deal with the team, ASM Global, CSL, Hyatt Brown, Gensler, Kutak Rock, Tiber Hudson, PFM, Legends, and Perkins Eastman. Give them a round of applause. Other members of the Congress who have been in the front and behind the scenes, Senator Mark Warner, Senator Tim Kaine, Senator Joe Manchin, Congressman Benny Thompson, and Congressman Clyburn. Please give them a big round of applause.
Mayor, may I also mention, look, this thing came together 100-0. I mean, there's been many parts of this journey in the Senate at 12:01. I learned a lot about the political process. And I just want to thank the, you know, the senators from Maryland, the senators from Virginia.
Absolutely.
For being there and for supporting this effort, because we wouldn't be here without them. So thank you.
Thank you. And final mentions to two of my predecessors who are here, one who brought baseball home, former Mayor Anthony Williams. And I know a very proud woman today, Mayor Sharon Pratt. Oh, Councilmember Pinto in pink. I'm sorry. We are... I failed to acknowledge our host council member for today and a very, very early and strong supporter of bringing the team home, our Ward 2 council member, Councilmember Brooke Pinto.
This is an exciting day, and we do hope it is the first of a few historic announcements along the trail here. Our panel has agreed to...
B. Mitchell Finley, wow. You just heard... D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, and Chief Managing Partner for the Washington Commanders, Josh Harris, talk about their plans to move back to RFK Stadium. This is an incredibly exciting day. Quick break here. We're going to open these phone lines up before too long, see what kind of questions get asked. We got a lot of information. Anybody want to talk tailgating? Nobody go anywhere.
Throughout the year. So bring your good times and your laughter, too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Let's all celebrate and have a come together.
What's your pleasure? B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
Come on!
Obviously, massive, massive news in the District of Columbia.
Yeah.
The Washington Commanders, the NFL, and D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser just had a press conference announcing what they want to do. They want to do it big. They want to do it right. They want to build a badass stadium on East Capitol Street with... I tweeted out a picture of the rendering that's in the official deck. If you haven't seen it yet, you should look at it.
Check it out.
I mean, look at that picture, B. It's a glass roof with a glass wall with views of the U.S. Capitol.
I hope it's plexiglass.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be something rather thick, I can tell you that.
Dude, it's incredible. And people are just so – everybody views the world through their own prism, and I don't blame them for that. I suppose I do the same thing, right? But, like – for the name crowd, you got to chill. For the...
That's not even much what this is about. Let's get beyond that.
For the natural grass, it's got to be a open-air stadium. No, dude. Like, you got to think what they're trying to build and for what situation. And
how much money are you putting into it? That's what you... You put enough money, you can have those decisions. They're going to make it what they want it to be. And I think to try and attract multiple other things for the people that complain about... only 10 times a year, They're going to put his dome on it so they can have things throughout the year.
Dude, I think, like, think about two events. Roger Goodell, NFL commissioner, asked by John Keim, if they get this stadium built, how does that impact DC's chances of getting a Super Bowl? He said, dramatically. Roger Goodell has personally campaigned for this to return to downtown Washington.
I can tell you one thing I know. When I was with the PA and all that stuff, you build a new stadium, you get in the damn Super Bowl.
We've been to Minnesota for it. We've been to New York for it. Yo, B-Hawk, give me Super Bowl economic impact. Or hell, I got it. The Super Bowl's economic impact generates about $1 billion.
Damn. Who can use $1 billion right now?
Yo, if you get this and then you get a Super Bowl, you've paid for it. And you get the draft, you're in the black. Think big, folks. Think big. All right, here's what we're going to do. High noon in the District of Columbia, the phone lines will be open. You've heard the plans. You've heard the commissioner say a Super Bowl dramatically increases with the chances of a new stadium. I'm no math guy, but White Bryant tells us that the NFL draft brings about $200 million to a city. A Super Bowl, per my Googling efforts, this is from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Brian. Mm-hmm. How about that? Bet you didn't know I'd be quoting them today.
I could probably estimate that's about $1 billion.
The Vegas Super Bowl 2 years ago, $1 billion, fueled by direct spending by visitors and residents, indirect spending at local businesses, employment, and tax revenue. But the effects are felt in communities across the country. Just a draft and a Super Bowl, which they will get for building this stuff, will bring in $1.25 billion.
Yeah.
That's more than the city's on the hook for.
True.
Yo, and this money, as it was explained to me, does not come from the general fund. Nobody's taxes are, like, you're not going to pay $1 more on your D.C. property taxes or your sales tax or the payroll stuff mm-hmm. we get hit with. Not $1. This comes from the ballpark fund because the tax to build the ballpark has gone so much ahead of schedule that the ballpark's paid off at 26, and then mm-hmm. that money just goes to RFK.
Nass Park is paying off the Commanders Park.
Doug, it's all just paying the city.
It's all the same stuff.
It's you're basically just fronting the cash knowing you're going to make it back. And I'm a firm believer that you will make this back.
If you're fronting.
And then some.
And that's why this is very similar to this. I guarantee you Josh Mitchell, those guys, didn't have to say we got to go take money out of our account. Probably went to a bank that did not mind fronting that money for them. Totally. They know they got it. They're okay. The city is doing the exact same thing. You know, when you have a nice rep and you're working with the proper people, you know you're getting your money back. That's how it goes.
Dude, it's like we do our John Leahy commercials, and mm-hmm. I always talk about how people that want to sell their house, talk to John. He'll front you, eight G's to paint because he's going to make 25 off it, right?
Because like, I know I can sell.
Yeah.
I know I got people to buy your house. So you know what? Here, take this money. I'm going to get it back.
Commanders estimate 10-plus Commanders events a year, right? Let's be real. By the time this stadium's built, they're going to have 9 regular season home games because it's going to be an 18-game schedule. Probably just one preseason. So that's 10 games with no playoffs. They figure about 10 concerts or so. Now, these are the major events, right? Like, the concerts could be a Taylor Swift.
Beyonce.
Who's coming this summer? Metallica, AC/DC. Yeah. I think Kendrick Lamar's playing Northwest Stadium. Like, that would all be here, right? They estimate 1.4 million attendees per year. That means, this sounds conservative to me, frankly, but what do I know? 140,000 hotel room nights per year.
You know, more than that.
I would think so, too. But that's also probably not even taking into account Airbnb. If you have 140,000 hotel room nights, that impacts the hotel, the manager of the hotel, the owner of the hotel. It impacts Uber drivers.
Everybody.
It impacts the dude that owns the liquor store around the corner from the hotel. Mm-hmm. Like, this is direct impact. And I don't think people recognize enough, like, Army-Navy game.
Yeah.
A lot of these big-time things, you know, they come to FedEx because they want to come to the Washington market. We got callers coming in, 800-636-1067.
Jeffrey, start
loading them up. DC. We're going to do all calls when we come back. I want everybody's reaction to the big news. But one, the stadium sucks. It's old. And like from an actual loading dock perspective, it's just antiquated with the size of some of these concert trucks that come in now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like when this changes, this is the first year. Shout out to my guy Gio Del Favre for explaining this to me. This is the first year FIFA is doing a Club World Cup. So not the countries, but the best club teams in Europe and South America. So you're talking the big boys. You're talking Chelsea and Man City and Barcelona. Real Madrid. All they're playing at Audi Field. And the pod, the group of teams playing in Washington, no disrespect to Audi. I love Audi. It's a smaller venue.
Yeah.
It's not the big-name teams. They got Juventus, but then it's other teams from, like, I think Saudi Arabia or something.
Mm-hmm.
You put that stadium there, you get Barcelona.
Yeah.
You get Manchester United. You get Liverpool. Yeah. Like,
I think one of the owners is involved with one of those teams you just named.
Dude, all these dudes have a...
they got a lot of stuff.
They got irons in the fire, man.
Hell yeah.
Going back to RFK, folks. Moment a lot of us have been waiting for. Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. How fired up are you to go back to RFK?